This is Jim Rockford. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My favorite TV show of all time, The Rockford Files, no doubt about it. James Garner, pretty good fight fan. Good guy. Everybody that worked with him loved him. In fact, he had a lot of guys where he would, like, bring them back in episode after episode, his best friends. There's like 7 or 8 of them that he kept bringing back in different episodes. He would put hats on them, put makeup on them, almost put a dress on them just to get them a couple of bucks in a payday. So that's what kind of class act that James Garner was. Speaking of class acts, we take it to Santa Monica, California, bringing the class act in, of course, the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant is. How are you this morning, sir?
Good morning, Pedro. I'm doing pretty well.
Okay, you weren't feeling too well, but a week ago you were like down a little bit. You got up off the canvas. How are you feeling right now? I mean, straight up versus a week ago.
Better.
Okay. That's good. That's good. And last night's fight, I've heard people clamoring, oh, you know, the guy went quit on his stool or the guy left after 3 rounds. Bottom line is, you can't fight killers every time. Everybody wants Canelo in there with a monster every time, and it just doesn't go that way. Boxing is not geared for that.
Well, if he sticks to his plan, which is to fight 3 or 4 more times this year,
mm-hmm.
That'll give everybody plenty to blame for his success.
Yeah.
He's going to fight some pretty good fighters by the end of the year, but if he wasn't the best fight in the world, none of the fights would be any good.
You know, I've taken a few shots in my time and never been dropped by a body shot. Ever. And that's something, a bit of pride for a boxer. But the bottom line is, the way he hits guys to the body, that the left hand to the body and the right hand overcomes with such force, it's horrifying to watch, because you sort of picture yourself at the receiving end of that. You say to yourself, this is not good. He really can crack, man.
Yeah, he's got bigger and stronger, and he can hurt you.
Yeah, and of course now he's going to take on Billy Joe Saunders, the Gypsy, another traveling guy. Godfather, when they say they're travelers, does that mean they live in like mobile homes? That's what I'm thinking.
Not necessarily. The Irish travelers were known for living in, as you call them, homes.
Mobile homes.
Because they couldn't afford to live elsewhere.
Okay.
But not normally, no.
Okay. Canelo drew good numbers last night as far as the zone was concerned. They're happy. Does it appear to you that Barry Hearn's taking a preeminent, he's trying to make a move to be the guy as far as boxing's concerned, to be the number one guy?
Well, boxing is number one in Great Britain.
Mm-hmm.
The Arabians are putting up a lot of money to bring big events to them. So I would say, as long as they can snare someone as good as Canelo, they can lay all the claims they want.
Okay, there's this new company is coming out of Silicon Valley, a sort of eclipsed Bob Arum and the aforementioned Mr. Hearn as far as purse bids were concerned this week. Of course, they bid $6.5 billion on the fight between Teofimo Lopez and George Calabrasos, of course, in Australia. Looks like the fight will go down under. But Bob Arum was like the lowest bid on this, and he only bid like $1.2 million. Why would he bid so low if his lightweight champion's involved? Do you think there's a bad relationship there?
I don't know how the contract reads. Maybe it's a shorter contract than we know about, and he decided to cash in. Maybe Bob Arum is looking forward to fading from the show. I don't know.
Because these people, the Triller Fight Club, they evidently did something with the Mike Tyson, Roy Jones exhibition, and they've got evidently some other type of exhibition coming up. But they're the ones putting the money behind this, and they're putting a whole lot of money, $6 million. That means Teofimo makes $4.5 million. I mean, I'm not that good of a mathematician, but he makes $4.5 million based on versus the $1.2 million Aram was offering him. That's a significant – that's almost – I don't know who's being disrespected here.
I don't know. Sometimes you take the money just to take the money, and you walk away. I don't know what Aram's problems are, and I don't know what Hearn's problems are, but it's clear that the Brits who started prize fighting look like they want to finish it.
Well, they, you know, I will give them some props because it was pretty smart. I mean, the last night, what people don't realize was last night, although the fight was marketed here in the United States in Mexico because it was Canelo Alvarez, they had a Turkish audience, and they were able to do something in the Middle East as far as numbers were concerned. Previously with Canelo's opponents, they've done good things in England. So, I mean, they're able to market both the, with this TV thing, they're able to both market both the challenger and the champion in their prospective geographical areas.
I'm not sure what the new blueprint is. We see fights taking place all over the world. Sometimes promoters have bills to pay, so they decided to sell a fight that they had signed. I don't know all the circumstances.
Okay. I'm not going to put you out here, but I was watching The Zone last night. And they had, you know, I used to, when I did TV, it was like either always in a suit and tie, and even in the heat, 110-degree heat, you was still had the suit and tie, or the, at least a shirt and tie, or a tux. And then last night I'm watching The Zone, and they've got guys out there with ripped pants on and holes in their pants and this kind of stuff. And these are, this is the on-air talent, Larry. Did I miss something?
Apparently.
am I just not? I mean, have I gotten that old? I cringed when I saw that. I just cringed.
Well, there's a long tradition of hosts wearing their best outfits.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that tradition is going the way of other things.
Okay.
I was a little disappointed.
I got a question for you. Have you had the vaccine, the second dose of the vaccine yet?
Yes.
Okay. How you feeling? When you took the vaccine, did you feel any side effects or anything? Was anything different?
I had no side effects.
Right on. And God, Mama?
A little bit. We both took some Tylenol on the advice of our daughter, and that seemed to get us through the moment.
Your daughter seems to be a whiz. She got you guys into the shot. She's like, is she got a medical degree too?
might as well have with two little boys.
and the godmama.
She's just really smart.
Well, just because I guess the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Anyway, I want you to give the godmama my best, and I know she's taking good care of you, and you're taking good care of her, and probably, you know, just do your best to stay healthy. I mean, I worry about you. I really do. I worry about you.
Well, thank you, Pedro. I had a bad week or two. It seems that as soon as I turned 90, my body decided to remind me of it.
Ooh, we'll leave it at that. I love you. Much respect. You go have a wonderful Sunday. Kiss the godmama for me, and we'll talk real soon.
You got it, Pedro.
That is the retired HBO Godfather. Of course, that is an exclusive appearance on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. In fact, later today, we'll put this up as a Nothing But Larry. That's what we call it, Nothing But Larry Merchant at anchor.fm. Of course, we'll feature that on the Facebook page of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. But Nothing But Larry will go up later today at anchor.fm. Of course, you can catch all of Nothing But Larry at anchor.fm, the Ring Talk Live Worldwide post. Now, as far as boxing history is concerned, of course, I've got a house of story, and you don't know that. Maybe you do know that. But in 1962 in Miami Beach, Cassius Clay knocked out Don Warner in four rounds. He predicted he would go in four. Warner will go in four. He went in four rounds, no doubt about that. Barrett McGuigan, born on this day in 1961 in Ireland. Of course, he was the guy that I trained with down there in Palm Springs, and I noticed he wouldn't get acclimated to, like, the weather. I mean, it was, like, 110 degrees, and he was, like, trying to stay out of the sun. And then he went to Las Vegas and he fought in the sun and he wilted in the sun. That's the best way I can put it. His career died in the sun there in Las Vegas, no doubt about that. He wouldn't get out in the sun, wouldn't train in the sun. Like I say, he paid the price. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we come to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio Channel 217, and like 1,000 other internet platforms. Bottom line is, this is WBC TV. Check us out at twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel.